Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. Since 2010, quilters from around the United States have been coming to Alamogordo to take part in a community event to benefit the children of Otero County. The Southern New Mexico Festival of Quilts was held last week. Fred Martino spoke with Pam Holland, international textile artist, quilt teacher, and photographer from Australia. Her classes are a regular highlight of the event.
Sharing the idea of being creative is very rewarding, and I'm lucky enough that I have the ability to share with people that are not necessarily wealthy areas. So I can share with people in Guatemala as well as Mexico and Thailand, India, and they share with me, so I get to learn just as much as they learn too. So it works both ways, yeah.
How did your love of quilting begin?
I was a fashion designer. I was a fashion designer for 20 years, and so one's knowledge of textiles and design, I was able to use that in my quilting. Quilting was only new in Australia when I first started, and so I had to go back and learn the basics, even though I was a designer, and it was amazing. And then I discovered I could use my photography. Then I also discovered I could use computers, and so to be able to combine them all is amazing.
Let's talk about that, because looking at your website, iampamholland.com, it's clear you also have a love of photography, some beautiful photographs on the homepage. Tell me about that, the love of photography.
I mean, I think it's been a passion of mine ever since I was a small child. So I sort of feel the need to capture everything that I see, and then when you're taking photos that way, you're taking photos. I take photos with a view to create something with the photo, and I love colour and I love small things. So I might just like a piece of tin or a piece of grass or things like that that are a little bit different to what other people photograph in my field, not necessarily as a photographer, but in my field. So those are the things that I can put into textiles, yeah.
You write on your website, speak honestly, walk with pride, and learn constantly. Once you have the tools, you can build the life you dream of. I love that. Tell me about that.
Well, I think, shall I say that when I was a child, I hated school and I played hooky a lot. And I think maybe I came top of the school, so maybe they didn't meet my needs. So I'm almost, I think this is a bit rude to say, but I think I almost educated myself. But you never finish. I mean, every day. We have the ability to learn something new. So every day I'm studying something, going for a walk every morning out in the desert. I'm learning about Georgia O'Keeffe. So I'm studying Georgia O'Keeffe as I'm out in that area where she painted. So those sorts of things. And it's a very personal sort of thing. But then I can also teach that to others.
For someone listening, thinking of quilting or photography or some other passion that they have, what other advice do you have to help them in that journey?
What, in being creative or learning?
Yeah, it seems that this is a passion of yours, not only to share your work, but to inspire others.
Look, I think, you know, I say I'm a textile artist. I'm an artist because I love all forms of art. I love to illustrate. I love to draw. And I think it's in you. I don't have a choice. It's there, and I have to express it all the time. And there's a lot of people who say, well, I can't do what you do. But if you just sat for 5 minutes a day and put pen to paper, whether it's writing or whether it's drawing something or whether it's creating something with fabric, it grows and it grows and it grows. And I've had so many people say to me, you made me look at things just a little bit differently. And I'm really not doing anything special. I'm just doing the things that I love to do best and share those ideas. I'm not really fussy. If they suddenly say, look, I don't want to do it that way, I want to do it a different way, that's fantastic for me. But some teachers, you have to do it their way. But I just like people to be courageous and creative and take off on their own. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your story and your inspiration for others with us.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure.
You can listen to the entire interview with Pam Holland on the Images page in the local radio section at krwg.org.